If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
In other words, you cannot know God by simply studying. In fact, you can't even understand the Bible, God's Word, without knowing God first.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, growing up, I was always told by parents and teachers when I wanted to know about something, look it up. Mom, how do I spell? Go look it up in the dictionary, she would say. Who's this person? How do volcanoes work? And what is this or that history? That's why I purchased the Britannica or World Book, Dad might have said. Those are encyclopedias for those of you who are just too young to remember. Teachers always got into the act all through my life. In fact, it was expected from elementary school all the way through graduate that we would read book after book after book, even some in other languages than English. Then we would be tested on them to see if we really read and studied. Imagine that. Even coaches wanted us to study playbooks and films of the opponent's games and even ours to see our mistakes and their advantages. Study, study, study. Knowledge and wisdom of our earthly life was only gained through study. But what about God? Is he known by going to an encyclopedia or even reading books? What about the Bible? We're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Big Daddy Weave reminds us that we can save our life when we give it up to Jesus. I want to give my life away.
Because I know it's what you want me to do. Put
When I was in graduate school, it truly came home to me how much that knowing God, having the wisdom of God, was not just about studying the Bible. In fact, one of the professors of the New Testament that I met and was renowned worldwide for his knowledge of the Bible was a self-proclaimed agnostic. He did not know God, and despite having studied God's Word, did not believe that you could know God. What a very, very sad situation. Having spent so much of his life in and around the very words of God, and yet being so very blind to him. But listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Colossae. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Wow, what a sentence, what a paragraph. So first of all, let me answer the question I started off with. How can I know God in all his will and wisdom and understanding? The answer is slightly different from the answer to other requests for knowledge that we all have received throughout our lives from parents, professors, and coaches. The answer is not even just study the Bible, as important as that is, and it is important to study the Bible. It includes studying God's Word, but it is dependent upon opening yourself up to God himself through God the Son, Jesus the Messiah. In other words, you cannot know God by simply studying. In fact, you can't even understand the Bible, God's Word, without knowing God first. And for Christians, what Paul is saying here is that you who already have a personal relationship with God still need to ask God through prayer to help you, to fill you with himself, with the knowledge of his will. Be sure Paul wasn't saying don't study the Bible, but that knowledge and understanding of the Bible will come from God the Holy Spirit enlivening your spirit to know the truth of his will. Remember that Jesus said before he was crucified that he was sending the Holy Spirit to believers to do what? To remind them and to teach them all things that he had taught. But then, notice what this does for you, Christian. When you are filled with God, you live a life worthy and pleasing to God. In other words, you become holy, just as God is holy. He makes you holy. Did you ever wonder how you would ever be able to resist temptation? Stop doing bad things? This is the answer. And then he breaks it down. This life of holiness, he says, shows up in becoming very fruitful in good works. You got that picture? Can you imagine a bush filled with blueberries, or maybe a field of strawberries just ripe with fruit, becoming very fruitful in good works? Because God is loving and good and shows love and does good to all, you too will love and do good. Secondly, he says that you will grow in the knowledge of God. In other words, you will want to read his word all the more. You will want to pray more. You want to spend time with others who are also growing in him, in worship, in study, prayer, and fellowship. And thirdly, he says that this being filled with God strengthens you, making you powerful in his might. And in turn, that makes you patient in hard times, able to endure even persecution, and even joyful, thankful during all these trials. My friend, why would you not want this life? It sounds wonderful, and I can personally tell you it really is. It all starts with you first asking him into your life, and you could do that right now. And Christian, if you've never given all of yourself to God and let him take full control, be your master, you too can do that right now. Why don't you both let me lead you? If you don't know him, pray this with me. Dear Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my life right now. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you want to take Christ as your master, give him full control, Christian, pray this. Dear Jesus, there's not a part of my life that I want to hold back from you. Right now, take all of me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed either of those prayers, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.